as somebody who has struggled with generalized anxiety disorder for much of my adult life, as well as receiving a recent diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, being able to have access to mental health care services is extremely important to me. We've seen a huge influx of veterans coming back from serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom and other operations supporting that, coming back with severe mental health disorders, and namely post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD being the biggest one. For veterans, needing to have a consistent treatment plan, needing to have consistent medications, needing to have just that consistency of care is really, really critical, because we see in the news what happens when folks go untreated. Whether you're a veteran or not, it can often lead to public safety issues. It leads to folks unnecessarily using emergency departments.
What issue is bringing you to the polls this election cycle?
One of the most important ones for me is the advisory ballot question about mental health solutions that would basically add a 1/8% tax to fund mental health services in Bernalillo County. I'm a big fan of a lot of parties, a lot of different views being represented. I'm a fan of running on the issues and not parties at all, honestly. I'm a big fan of Maggie Oliver for Secretary of State. Going back to what I like about having this advisory question on the ballot is that it's an opportunity for voters to voice their opinion, to tell their elected officials this is what we want to see happen. She's all about expanding the opportunity for people to participate as citizens.